Blog Talk Radio.
There's not a lot of deep analysis that we can offer for this next clip. It is, I also want to make this clear, it is not doctored. For some reason, at one point during Trump's speech in Ohio, this is the one where he's there to help J.D. Vance in Ohio. It really does seem like it's one of the few places, too, where, I mean, I guess he's gone down to Arizona, and I guess maybe...
Now from Cincinnati, Ohio, making his way, here he is, the one, the only, Jerry Williams. Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Hi, this is your host, Jerry Williams. And believe it or not, it's I like that song there, by the way. That's one of my favorite songs by ZZ Top, LaGrange. It is, without a doubt, I don't know. I think that song just, you know, whenever you hear it, I mean, it just makes you want to get on your motorcycle, your Harley Davidson, and get out there and just ride, baby. That's what you want to do. Ride away. Get away from all the idiots out here. That's what it's about. Anyway, So here's what's going on the show today. So Donald Trump, if you weren't listening the last couple of days, I hope that you were pretty much paying attention, because Donald Trump has decided that, well, you know, we're going to use a new way to get to my followers, and that's to be this occult leader, and that's what he is. He's an occult leader. And so Donald Trump has decided to go one step further, by the way, and put these flyers out at his rallies. And I guess we've seen it the first time in Cincinnati, Ohio, where this man decided that he was going to do this rally, hold this rally. Apparently, what it said, and allegedly what it said, these people that are around Donald Trump, his so-called support workers, took these pamphlets, and I had a friend of mine who went to the rally just to scope it out. And when he went to the rally to scope it out, he found the pamphlet in his hands, right? Okay, they gave it to him. It's in his hands. He's like, oh, my God, look what this says. And the person had this official Trump supporter. It said Trump supporter campaign of the president, or whatever the hell it said on his lapel or whatever, around his neck on his lanyard. And so he had this on his lanyard that was around his neck. And then he took this, and then the guy went out and was handing out these flyers. Me personally, when I think about this, I think that it's really a scary situation that this pamphlet, if you haven't seen the pamphlet, I have a copy of the pamphlet. And if you ever want to see the pamphlet, you can actually email me at jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. That's jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. I will send you a copy of this pamphlet. So this pamphlet, which is part of QAnon and the QAnon conspiracies, had on this pamphlet, here's what it said. Take a listen to this. Just pay attention to what I'm about ready to say. So on the pamphlet itself, it said, Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump. And then it has, right underneath that, it says, Man of Christ, Man of Christ. And then underneath that, in red lettering, it says, The Christ, The Christ. Now, I don't know if anybody out there who is really a true Christian would say that this is a good idea, that these things are being, you know, passed out at Donald Trump's rally. And if you thought that was bad enough, well, he got up on his little pulpit and he started to preach with some music behind him. And that music had the creepiest, eeriest QAnon religious music in the background as he was preaching. And so as he continued to preach, and that's what he was doing, everybody, he was preaching, he was trying to suck in these followers and trying to gain new followers into his religious cult. So he's turned it into not only a political cult, but it is a religious cult now. And so Donald Trump, being the person that he is, the crazy motherfucker, the crazy buffoon that he is, went out there and was putting this shit out here. And he was saying that, you know, well, we got to do things for this, and we got to do things for that, and the Democrats, are being bad. This is what, he's such a fucking moron. That's what this guy, he's a moron. Anyway, so his other followers started to believe what he says, and they even boasted that if he is indicted, that they would actually try to start a civil war. Now, if his followers want to start a civil war, I mean, just think how stupid that would be. But anyway, that's what they, well, they have no brains anyway, right? Because that's what they believe. They believe anything that Donald Trump says. He is the Pied Piper, and they are the fucking idiotic mice. But the problem lies is that Donald Trump is causing a lot of these issues to where it's going to get worse before it gets better, because his followers are going to start gaining ground. It's going to get bigger and bigger, and the more that he attracts these idiots, the more, you know, the more these followers are going to come in. But I'm telling you that it's going to get worse. It really is going to get worse. And it kind of scares me a little bit that this could turn out to be something that could be very serious. I mean, think about that for a minute. When somebody follows this guy and they do something stupid, like the guy in Cincinnati, Ohio, who went into an FBI office, the headquarters of the FBI in Cincinnati, Ohio, and had a AR-15, again, assault weapon. Which, again, we do not need these damn weapons. Then the guy took the AR-15 into the FBI office, and then they had to chase him because he took off. And as he was taking off down the road, they chased him for a good hour or so, good hour, 2 hours, and then they ended up having to kill him because he gave up his life for Donald Trump, basically. I mean, this man gave up his life for Donald Trump. Does that make sense that the guy would actually be that stupid to do that? Well, it's a Trump supporter. What the hell do you expect? So this is one issue that we have to be paying attention to, is that, you know, Donald Trump has some serious fucked up people. And they're crazy. These people are crazy. And that's the thing we need to really keep an eye on. But anyway, so at his rally, he has this occult stuff, right? And, you know, passing up these pamphlets saying that he's the Christ. I mean, holy crap. I mean, Donald Trump is far from being the Christ of anything, right? I mean, if Donald Trump thinks he's the Christ, you know, he needs to go get some help, because that is something that Donald Trump will never be, is the Christ. Never, ever, ever, right? So his followers were at this rally with that music playing in the background, with these pamphlets being passed out. And again, they pass out these pamphlets saying Donald Trump Jr., the Son of Man, the Christ. And then they had all that shit passed out. He's playing the music in the background, preaching and ranting and raving. And then the next step is that they start pointing their fingers to the sky with a QAnon message. Apparently they point their fingers out. They have this QAnon sign. It's so weird. Oh yeah, they got these QAnon signs. And the QAnon sign's kind of like, you know, I don't know what it means. I have no clue. Number one, I'm not a QAnon follower, so I don't give a fuck. But they do have some kind of meaning behind their signage. And the QAnon sign is something where they put their hands up in the air and, you know, they have their hands up in the air, their fingers or whatever the hell it is, that has almost like this pagan symbolization. And they are summoning, they're summoning this shit. They're summoning Donald Trump, the man of the mission, the man, the son of man, the Christ. That's what they're doing. They're summoning him to be their leader. And they want him to be this man who will do anything for them. And they think he's going to do stuff for them. I think they truly believe wholeheartedly that Donald Trump is going to do something that will, you know, change the way of everything in their lives. I mean, that's what they want to do. That's what most people believe in when they choose some kind of religious leader, right? Or even a politician, for that matter. But for some reason, all this shit got really fumbled up. And I mean this because I think that religion is now starting to bleed into politics and politicians. And so we're starting to see religion is a part of the factor of politics. And that's, it doesn't help what Donald Trump's doing with this, but I think that that's what it's doing. And so religion is now a part of politics. And I think that if they're going to start putting religion in the politics, then they must tax the churches. The churches must pay taxes. Because right now, churches do not have to pay taxes. So if they're going to want to butt into politics, then I think it has to be and it must be a part of them paying taxes. And I think that should be done. I think that must be done. And so we're seeing all this stuff where they're getting involved with the Republicans. By the way, with the Republican Party, who has turned into this crazy-ass religious crazy shit that they're doing, they want everyone to follow their ways. And so they say, we got the Bible in our hands. I'm a Christian. I've got the Bible in my hands. Right here it is. And they hold up the Bible, and they say, this is my Bible. And the crazy part is that even Donald Trump did this, right? And that's where we've seen this at. Do you remember when Donald Trump, when Black Lives Matter was protesting, that Donald Trump decided to clear a path so he could walk over to the cathedral, stand on the steps, and hold the Bible up and do a photo op? Donald Trump wanted to do a photo op showing him holding the Bible, which he held upside down, by the way. Yes, Donald Trump had the Bible upside down, which is actually like this anti-Christ thing anyway that he's trying to promote, is being anti-everything. And so he held the Bible up upside down, and he was promoting this anti-religion that he now is doing with his Trump followers, his cult, by the way. And so now that the Republican Party is embracing this new politics or new religion that Donald Trump is promoting, now what we're seeing more than ever is them coming out and talking about, let's do Roe versus Wade to be overturned. Let's get this overturned in all the states and leave it to the states, right? That's what they first said. Let's leave it to the states. Well, now Lindsey Graham wants to come out and try to overturn it federally in all states, that the federal government steps in underneath his new bill to get rid of it. And they're going to start out what he wants is 15 weeks. That turns out to 6 weeks, and then down to a total ban of abortion. That's what Lindsey Graham is doing. And so will the Republicans. Because if the Republicans get reelected in the midterms, what they're going to do is ban abortions altogether. They're going to follow through with it, and then they're going to go after the gay and lesbians, and they're going to take away their rights. Their right for marriage, their right for equality. They're going to take all this away from the gay and lesbians. It's coming. So the LGBTQ and transgender community is about to face a crisis if the Republicans are elected or reelected in the midterms. That's why it's more important than ever to get rid of the Republican Party and tell them that enough is enough and that we're not going to take this shit anymore, right? Because that's what we believe. Abortions. Folks, an abortion, and I've said this multiple times on this show, that an abortion should be up to the woman, the doctor, and the child. Now, everybody goes, well, who speaks for the child? Who speaks for the child? Well, maybe we'll put that in God's hands, because if he knows that that child should not have the, you know, should not want to die, let's just put that out there. Let's say God says, well, you know what, that child doesn't want to die, and then you kill the child, and when you die, you've got to face that when you come in front of my face to be judged by me. Not by man, not by civilians, but by God himself should be judged, will judge that person. And so you need to realize that it's not your place to tell anybody anything. A man shouldn't tell a woman what to do with her body. It is not his body, and it's no politician's body. Okay, so I don't think that a man should, or a politician should tell a woman what to do with her body. This is all stems to religion. Religion. That's all this is about, is freaking religion. And that's what this is all, that's what it is. It's all about religion. It's about Donald Trump's new religion, his new occult that he just started, or has been starting. And so Donald Trump, who doesn't want to follow the rules of a civilian, he doesn't want to follow the laws that have been in place, by the way, for a very long time. These laws are laws that you have to follow. These are laws that I have to follow. These are all laws that we have to follow that have been put in place by the state and the federal governments. And Donald Trump feels he's above all that. And so what does Donald Trump do? Well, we all know that Donald Trump likes to marshal and incite his followers to go and commit an act of domestic terrorism on our country, just like they did on January 6th when they invaded our U.S. Capitol building and committed an act of domestic terrorist attack upon our nation. And by the way, 5 police officers were killed. 1 woman died who was a Trump supporter, and she was killed by Secret Service, you know, but she did what she did, and that's why she's dead, because she followed the Pied Piper to her death. And so she's not a hero. She's a domestic terrorist attack is what she committed. She is a terrorist. That she committed this crime against our nation, against our government. So I have no pity for the people like that. Sorry, but I don't. And I think that, again, what Donald Trump did was no different than what Charles Manson did when he told his followers to go and do something without putting his hands physically on the situation. Well, you know, Charles Manson didn't kill anybody, but his followers did. And Charles Manson paid the price for commanding them to do that, brainwashing them to do that. That is what Donald Trump is doing right now. He is commanding them. He is brainwashing them to do his bidding, just like the guy in Cincinnati that stormed the FBI building. This is what Donald Trump is doing. Unfortunately, Donald Trump is a disgrace. He is somebody that should never be able to run again. And I'm looking forward to when he gets indicted on his charges of stealing classified documents from the United States government. And he did steal documents, by the way. He stole documents that were classified and top secret from the United States government, and he has to pay the price for that. And I hope he goes to jail for a very long fucking time for that. If you did that, if I did that, well, hell, even if Obama did that, the Republicans would be all upset. But because it was Donald Trump, it's okay. It's all right that he did that. It's all right that he did that. We should let him go. We should just say, it's okay, Donald. It's okay. Go ahead and do it again. I didn't mean it. What I did was not wrong. I was mine. These were my documents. That's what Donald Trump says, right? These are my documents, and no one's going to tell me what to do. That's what he's saying. No one's going to tell him what to do. That he has control of his followers. Isn't it scary? Isn't it scary how much his followers are truly brainwashed? I mean, there was a guy, where was that at, where the guy killed his family just recently when he got wrapped up in QAnon shit and Donald Trump? And this man killed his family because he was following Donald Trump and QAnon, two of the biggest conspiracies of all times, next to the one and only Alex Jones, which, by the way, we'll talk about him in just a minute. But Donald Trump has to pay the price for what he's done. There has to be some repercussions for his destruction of this country. And there should be no reason why this man should ever be able to run again to try to lead this country. Because he was not a leader, he was a dictator. And the Republicans still want to continue to follow his dictatorship, and they want that again in this country. They want a dictator-led country. They want extremism. They want fascism. That's what they want. They want Adolf Hitler in that Oval Office. That's what they want. And they want to take away everything that you believe in and take that Constitution of the United States and just shit all over it. The Constitution that they swore to uphold and protect, just like many law enforcement, military, and so on and so on. And they want to shit all over it and say, fuck that, fuck this, fuck that. Yeah, that's what they want to do. But these are the Republicans. This is not the party of Abraham Lincoln anymore. It is the party and destruction of the of our country because of the Republicans. So you got to understand how we need to do something to change America. And the only way we're going to get rid of the Republicans are to vote them out in the midterms and in every other election. We must stop them before they decide to destroy more of our country, because it's coming. And our country's about to fall into the worst, lowest destruction it's ever seen if they win the midterms. It's terrible to think that we have to go to this point. It's terrible to think that America has fallen because of this guy, this Donald Trump. And it is terrible to think that it's going to get worse before it gets better if the midterms, the Republicans win. And that's why we got to stop them now. If we stop them now, we will succeed into bringing America back and restoring American values, the real America, right? What America once was. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we are going to get into immigration and how the Republican Party has destroyed many lives of immigrants who are legal, by the way, legal immigrants, because Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott decided that it's okay to destroy the lives of legal immigrants who were trying to get a better life in America. And what did they do? Well, they decided to use them as human trafficking. And that's what they did. They used these immigrants and committed human trafficking. And this is the Republican Party once again committing human trafficking. That's how crazy this shit is. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to discuss, now listen to me, we're going to discuss Alex Jones. Alex Jones went to court, as you know, in Sandy Hook. They are suing him because of defamation of what he says, that Sandy Hook was a hoax. And that's some crazy shit, right? Well, Alex Jones is paying the price for that shit. So we're going to discuss that in immigration and the idiotic Republican Party and Trump when we come back.
Well, Frank, here we go. So I saw the pictures and was horrified but not shocked. This is where we've been heading. You don't start with footsie and end up anywhere other than tangled up in the sheets together in bed, and that's where Donald Trump is right now with QAnon. What does that mean for the QAnon adherents in America?
Yeah, I saw it as well, and I was astonished by the messaging there. It's actually quite strategic and certainly nothing spontaneous or accidental about it. When you combine the characteristics of a cult with all the trappings of a religion, you've got a very volatile, dangerous scenario on your hands. And, you know, I frequently refer to the MAGA movement as a form of cult, but clearly if you watch that Youngstown, Ohio rally, and if you were to actually take Trump out of the video, just listen to the audio of the music at the last moments of the rally, plus the crowd, watch the crowd in that kind of one word, that one finger gesture, hands raised to the heavens, you would think you're at in the final moments of a evangelical worship service in some mega church that's gone mad. All that it was missing was the altar call at the end. There is a religiosity about this that's extremely disturbing. You know, there's a book out right now that essentially twists Christian theology into asserting that Trump is the Son of Man referred to in the Bible when it's intended to refer to Christ. This author seems to imply that, no, actually, there's a Son of God who's Christ, and then there's a Son of Man, and that's Trump. That's where we are today, Nicole. And when you do that, you get people who are absolutely willing to sacrifice their souls and their lives, because it's no longer about politics anymore. It's about where they're going to spend eternity. And if you've convinced people that this is the man you've got to adore and worship because it's your very soul at stake and the soul of the nation, then you're in a very dangerous situation if power is taken from him, whether it's through an indictment or another lost election. It becomes extremely dangerous.
Frank, I really wish this wasn't the news, but this is the news. And so I'm going to keep going with the FBI's latest reporting that we have on how the FBI views QAnon. This is from a June 4th, 2021 FBI threat assessment on QAnon specifically. Adherence to QAnon by some domestic violent extremists will likely be affected by factors such as the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic, the level of societal polarization in the United States, social media companies' willingness to host QAnon-related content on their sites, and the frequency and content of pro-QAnon statements by public individuals who feature prominently in core QAnon narratives. So we tick all five of the boxes that the FBI warned us, torques up the threat that QAnon represents to America. And there's no reporting that suggests that any of the FBI threat assessments are among the documents that were at Mar-a-Lago. But clearly Trump knows this, right? Knows he's playing with fire, knows what the threat environment looks like in the United States of America.
Oh, not only do I think he knows it, but I think that's what attracts him to this. It's like a moth to the flame. And the thing is, he knows that he's increasingly cornered. He's in trouble on so many legal fronts, even criminal fronts now, that this is kind of the almost last act of a desperate man. And you can look at this and go, you know, Frank, be careful, because that Youngstown, Ohio rally was actually sparsely attended. The camera shots looked great, right? Just people are stacked up behind him and right in front of him. But largely, there was nobody in that, otherwise in that arena. So you could say, this isn't that big a threat. And I say, yeah, I got you on the attendance issue. But what is extremely dangerous, based on past histories of cults, is that as they come near the end, as the leader is threatened, they get more and more dangerous, and they do something cult experts call forcing the end. Either the leader calls for the violence, or if the leader's taken out, the members take a step up and force the ending, whatever that could be. That's what concerns me. And we've learned from January 6th, it only takes a small number of people to do that.
And Frank, we know from Donald Trump's interview with Hugh Hewitt last week that he's put law enforcement on alert. He's told them, my people are going to be mad, mad, mad. And to your point, Frank, here's what an extremist expert said on CBS yesterday about, you know, to your point, it didn't take a lot. It didn't take a lot of cult members, when incited by Donald Trump and warned publicly on the Hugh Hewitt radio show, to carry out the violence he's warned about.
Today, there are 13 million individuals, the equivalent, I should say, of 13 million individuals who support the use of force to restore Donald Trump to the presidency. The problem that we face is that over and over in tweets by the former president, he is deliberately stoking not just the fires of anger getting him political support, mm-hmm. but the fires that are leading to that violent the equivalent of 13 million. And that is really the heart of our problem that we face as a threat to democracy. Mm-hmm. Because if it's just a political threat, well, then we can have elections. But once it's not just denying an election, but using violence as the response to an election denial, now we're in a new game.
So it's all part of a plan charted out on paper by people who study the rise of violent domestic extremism in societies. It just hasn't happened here in a really long time. But the denial of the election result as a political maneuver comes first, and what it precedes is violence. Frank, how do we prepare for what comes next?
So there's incremental steps that aren't even moving fast enough. The electoral count legislation that's coming up in Congress is somewhat helpful to clarify the role of the vice president and how we count the electoral college count. But look, there's a penetration strategy, infiltration of state, local, county election officials, even add now that to over 100, something like 119 people running for office throughout the country that are election deniers, get them in the House, the Senate, get them in key positions in key swing states as election officials. And now you've got a recipe where we may not even be able to seat a legitimately elected next president of the United States, because that's the degree of infiltration that's gone on here. And that's a recipe for violence, even as early as the midterms, that could happen. And if I go back in my career to international terrorism, it's that combination of religion and cult status that gets people to the point where they will martyr themselves. We do have a Trump death count. I wrote a column on this for MSNBC Daily, where I start counting up the people who died, from the guy who walked into the FBI Cincinnati field office to people killed at the Capitol on January 6th and others who died because of their belief. That's more than a cult. There is this religious aspect that's extremely disturbing.
And let's get back to it right now. So what we got to hear is Donald Trump, obviously, you know, the shit that he's been doing is really crazy and out of the ballpark on this shit. It's kind of scary. It really is. If you think about it, what Donald Trump has been doing is very, very scary. Now, let's get into Alex Jones, because Alex Jones, this man is, like, fucking crazy. I mean, he is so crazy that it scares the shit out of me. As a matter of fact, this guy's followers is really equal to Donald Trump, because they all are connected in the same boat. If you were to connect the dots, you would see that Alex Jones connects with Donald Trump and the rest of them. So Alex Jones is in some serious shit because he made a defamation character saying that Sandy Hook was fake. And the Sandy Hook victims are suing Alex Jones. And, of course, they're going to win this defamation suit. But here's what he did. He actually went off the rails today in his own court trial. Take a listen to what he says. All right, hear this. Let me make sure that I got, okay, yeah, hang on a second. There we go. I just want to make sure I've got this. All right, here it is.
Sisters, wives, moms, from Central Utah,
Wow. I mean, so this guy goes off, man. Did you hear him? I know it's a bad recording, but so Alice Jones goes off. Here's what happened. So the wild scene at the end of the Alice Jones trial today, when Alice Jones trial today turned up, it's you, Colonel Jessup, they say, talking about liberals loving to kill Iraqis, then I legitimately thought Sandy Hook might have been staged, and I stand by that and don't apologize for it, is what he said. This man went into some of the weirdest shit that I've ever seen. And I just couldn't believe, you know, how crazy this man is. Alex Jones is the nuttiest motherfucker, like I said, next to Donald Trump and the rest of his followers. But then again, if you look at Alex Jones, he's pretty much like Donald Trump. He's pretty much Donald Trump himself. I mean, they're no different. These two are no different. So with Alex Jones going off like he did in his trial, and acting the way he did, like a fucking buffoon, because Alex Jones is a buffoon. He's an idiot. Everybody knows this. I mean, it's no hidden secret that the man is crazier than a pet coon or something, you know. I mean, the guy's nuts. I mean, truly, he's nuts. He's got a lot of issues. You know, I think that, and Alex Jones thinks that he is some kind of god or something, you know. I think that he thinks that he's like Donald Trump, you know, that he has to hold that key factor of being above everybody. But he has some mental issues, just like Trump does. Just like Donald Trump does. Crazy shit, right? Crazy shit. Okay, so with him going off like he did and, you know, blowing off and being stupid like he is, you know, Alex Jones was actually, you know, even seen freaking out not only to the people out there, but to what he's saying that was about liberals. We don't know why he was going on a liberal tangent, you know, because I don't know why this guy, why he does that. But, you know, Alex Jones is obviously a conspiracy theorist. I mean, he goes way off in court. Here is Alex Jones on another issue that he did that is kind of surprising. So take a listen to this. So what it is it, so the one thing that he goes off on, what I don't like is when man almost called him Donald Trump again, because it's what I thought it was. But anyway, let's go back to it for just a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about that recording sucked. I don't know what the hell happened there. Anyway, when you're trying to find, when I'm trying to find the recordings, everything goes wrong the way it's not supposed to, you know, when you think about it. But so, again, Alice Jones is in some serious shit for lying about Sandy Hook. And so he's going to pay the price for it. When he goes crazy like he does, I don't think the judges are going to put up with this shit. And with him saying the stuff that he says about the judges, I mean, it's not helping him. You know, none of this is helping him at all. But then again, we look at the Republicans, for example, just like Alice Jones is a Republican. The conservative party, the conservative movement is going nuts. And now they're going after immigrants, using them as human trafficking. Using them as human trafficking. Cannot believe that they would use immigrants as human trafficking.
You know, let's talk about the law. You're a lawyer, Senator. You've argued before the Supreme Court successfully. And from a legal standpoint, let's say I went down to the border and I brought a big truck with me and I picked up a bunch of illegal immigrants and I started transporting them across the country. Would I or would I not likely be arrested for human trafficking? And would it be illegal to do that for me if I did that?
For you, a citizen, you could easily be arrested, although, to be honest, Joe Biden's Justice Department wouldn't arrest you. But in an ordinary Justice Department,
I'm a conservative.
I disagree.
They'd arrest me. If I was a liberal, I'd get away with
true.
It.
True.
Yeah. But back to the law.
The law is clear. It is clear, and right now the biggest trafficker on the face of the planet is Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
So I don't know what Hannity's endgame was here, but I'm not sure that having Ted Cruz admit that transporting migrants across state lines would be considered human trafficking right after Ron DeSantis took credit for doing exactly that is the smartest move here. Congrats, you guys. You just accused a couple of Republican governors of committing an illegal offense. This comes on the heels of Ron DeSantis taking credit for shipping 50 migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, which, to be clear, is an island. The officials who loaded these migrants onto the plane told them that they'd be going to Boston where they'd have jobs and housing. That was a lie, and they were shipped instead to a remote island with no jobs and no housing. Of course, it was never about being honest. It was never about having humanity. It was about saying or doing whatever they needed to do in order to achieve their actual goal, which was to come on Fox and do an interview like this one. Republicans won't do anything at all unless it has the potential to further their own personal political career. What makes this even more shameful is that this victory lap by Hannity and Cruz comes in the wake of the people of Massachusetts doing everything right. After 50 migrants were dropped on a remote island with zero warning, still the people of Martha's Vineyard banded together, cooked them food, took them in, threw together temporary accommodations, and treated them with humanity. And the whole country watched scenes like this.
Thank you.
From there, the governor of Massachusetts, who, by the way, is a Republican, arranged for them to be sent to another city within that state, Cape Cod, where there was adequate food, shelter, and essential services. Honestly, what else could you possibly ask for? To leave them on an island or put them somewhere where they can actually be taken care of? The people of Massachusetts did exactly, precisely what they should have. And yet, if you needed an indication of the extent to which reality does not matter to these people, these Republicans, here's Ted Cruz's take on what happened in Martha's Vineyard.
Now, with just 50, they've lost it. And what did they do within 24 hours? These leftist hypocrites load them on buses and deported them out of there.
Ah, yes, deportation, which famously occurs when a state keeps migrants within that state, only to place them where they can actually get the services they need to survive. Because I'm Ted Cruz, and I know what words mean. Notice, too, how he said that the people of Martha's Vineyard lost it. Again, they gave them what shelter was available on the island. They gave them food. They treated them with dignity and compassion and respect. They arranged for transportation to a place where they have long-term prospects. And still, Cruz looks at that and decides that he's going to frame it in such a way that the people of Martha's Vineyard had some kind of a meltdown. very clearly there is one person having a meltdown here, and it's no one from Martha's Vineyard. In effect, Ted Cruz wanted the meltdown to happen. He wanted mayhem. He wanted those Massachusetts liberals to react poorly to the migrants. He wanted them to banish them off their islands and complain about their existence and shudder at the thought of helping them. Why? Because that's what Ted Cruz and Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis and Sean Hannity do. And they're looking for a permission structure to continue doing so without feeling any shame. And so they figured that if they could scientifically engineer a situation where they could inconvenience some rich liberals in the most obvious way, like, say, by shipping migrants to a literal remote island where there was no way they could get the care that they needed, then they could get the validation that they were looking for. And of course, they didn't get it, not even close, and so now they're just going to lie, pretend that what they wanted to happen actually did happen, and continue selling their make-believe narrative anyway. Because when the facts are too inconvenient, just lie. And in case there was any doubt about the extent to which they're proud of this accomplishment, here's Ted Cruz with more marching orders.
Let me say, Sean, I commend Greg Abbott for sending the immigrants to these blue cities. I commend Ron DeSantis for doing so, and they need to do more. Tomorrow, Martha's Vineyard needs 100. The next day, they need 200. The next day, they need 1,000. D.C. says it's a crisis to get 6,000. They need 10,000. They need 100,000.
If you can't see that Ted Cruz is driven solely by his desire to ruin lives, then you're not paying attention. These people, people like Ted Cruz, exist solely to punish those whose political views don't comport with their own. And so this guy shows up to work and collects $174,000 a year so that he can try to cause chaos. That is his only governing philosophy. That's what his party thinks that they're in government to do, to fearmonger, wreak havoc, and lie to the vulnerable if it means that they can score a cheap political win. These Republicans want you to think that all of politics has to be like that, but it doesn't, even though the GOP is trying their hardest to make that the case. Because while people like Ted Cruz are trying to ensure that the system burns down, Democrats have spent their time in charge by passing the American Rescue Plan, ensuring that all of Americans have access to vaccines and COVID tests for free. They've passed the infrastructure package, which will finally upgrade our crumbling infrastructure. That was a joke during the Trump era. It's a reality during this time. They've passed the first gun safety package in decades. They've passed the CHIPS Act, which funds the domestic semiconductor chip industry right here in the United States, and the PACT Act, which funds health care for sick veterans. They've passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the biggest climate investment in history, allows the government to finally negotiate lower drug prices, and finally makes the rich pay their fair share. They've forgiven student loan debt for 43 million American borrowers. They've overseen the strengthening of NATO and the death of the leader of Al-Qaeda. They've added 10 million jobs and brought the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. Politics doesn't have to be so ugly and heartless and evil. People like Ted Cruz have made the conscious decision to make it that way. So the next time these people parade themselves around as if they're the pro-life party, as if they're the party of family values, just remember that their final message to voters ahead of midterms was to use human beings as a political stunt in a desperate attempt to try to get us to stop talking about their extremist position on abortion. Imagine your stance on reproductive rights being so horrific, so vile, that you'd opt instead to make shipping humans off to an island under false pretenses your closing message. Imagine your platform being so morally bankrupt that those are your options. So again, while Republicans will try their hardest to ensure that you lose faith in government, just remember that a politics devoid of empathy, of compassion, of humanity is a choice, and a choice by one party alone. If you want your tax dollars to support that party so they can continue to use human beings as props to advance their theocratic goals, then vote Republican. But if you want a political party that will continue to work for all people, from protecting the most vulnerable among us to building up the middle class, then Democrats are showing you right now that that's exactly what they'll continue to do. Before you go, if you enjoyed this video and want to see more, please make sure to subscribe to my channel. You can click the thumbnail right here on this screen. And if you want to support my work even further, the best way is to subscribe to my podcast, No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. There you can check out my interviews with major players in the world of politics, including President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Katie Porter, Jamie Raskin, and so many more. Plus other interviews that live exclusively on the podcast. That link is also right here on the screen, or just search No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, there you go. So obviously we heard, the craziness of the Republican Party and what they're all about. And we know that, you know, with the Republicans, what's going to happen here? You know, they're using these immigrants as human shields, as human, these human beings. That's what they are. Legal immigrants, by the way, and taking them and shipping them to Martha's Vineyard, trying to use them as a political ploy, thinking that well, you know what, this is not going to, this is going to make the Democrats look bad. But it didn't make the Democrats look bad because they knew what to do. They knew what to do. And that's what's happening here. We know that, you know, the Republicans are using this as a ploy. Governor DeSantis is using it as a ploy. Greg Abbott is. By the way, there is a deputy sheriff in Bexar County, Texas, actually doing a criminal investigation on them for this reasoning, because apparently in Bexar County, where a lot of this happened, that these immigrants, these legal immigrants, were actually in these like centers where they have like immigration centers, and apparently there was somebody going around and passing out flyers saying, you know, hey, this is for a better person. We'll give you money. We're going to give you a place to live. Blah blah blah. And all you got to do is come with us, get on the plane, we're going to send you off. But when they sent them off, they went to Florida, and from Florida to Martha's Vineyard, and the whole purpose was to send them to a place where nobody knew they were coming, just to screw over the Democrats and Joe Biden. That's what they wanted to do, and they used these people for that purpose. What happened to our country when it came to bring me, you're poor, you're tired, right? Well, now the Republicans want to remove that from the Statue of Liberty and say, bring me, you're poor, you're tired, and as soon as you get here, we're going to ship you off and start moving you around and using you as human trafficking as a ploy for our party. That's what that sign should say. That's what it should say on the Statue of Liberty. That the Republican Party has really lost their fucking marbles. But what do you expect when you have people like Donald Trump, who is out there at his rallies, handing these damn flyers out, saying that he's the Son of Man, the Christ, comparing himself to Jesus Christ? They are making this out to be that he is the Christ. Maybe we should start thinking he's the Antichrist. That's what we need to be worried about. But the problem is that Donald Trump is out there preaching this stuff, and he's preaching to his followers. He's preaching to his base. And he's trying to get them riled up so they'll go out, take up guns, and do some stupid shit. Just like January 6th. Where his followers committed an act of domestic terrorist attack upon our nation, where the man in Cincinnati went into the FBI office, ended up getting shot and killed in the name of Donald Trump. This is what Trump is doing. He has brainwashed his followers, and I'm telling you, if you are out there in the know, if you like Donald Trump and you follow him, you know, I feel for you, because you really don't know what you've been looking at or reading or trying to follow, because you have no clue on what you have going on. I really, truly believe that you're a fucking idiot, right? Because you have no clue. You cannot think for yourself, so you have to let Donald Trump think for you. You cannot think for yourself, so you go and you look up QAnon, and you get on a QAnon conspiracy website, and you follow that conspiracy website, and then next thing you know, you're stuck on that stupid shit. Use your brain, dudes. and dudettes. Use your brains. Get out there and use them. Learn to grow and understand that you are more definitely smarter than Donald Trump. You have to be, hopefully. But as long as you follow Donald Trump, you're going to always be the shit that's on the end of his shoe. You will always be that. You're not going to be intelligent enough to make your own decisions. That's the truth. That's the truth. Now, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight because I really enjoyed having everybody here. I'm going to take some calls real quick, but I would like to get ahead and end the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And until then, have a good day. Have a good night. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless our troops. You all take care. We'll see you Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Paula and myself will discuss more on this issue. We may even pop in tomorrow at 1 a.m. You never know. And then I'll take a whole bunch of calls, I promise. All right, I'm going to leave you with this song right here. Have a good night.
As a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor, tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. As a wicked war ablaze, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, dearer than the spoken word can tell. All about me, and my ship be torn apart on the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of his eyes and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English miss roll through the day. Oh.